Welcome to another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about prescription drug benefits for seniors. Can you tell us what's the latest here?
The House this week approved legislation that would ensure thousands of senior citizens are able to retain their eligibility for the PACE or PACE-NET prescription drug benefit despite an anticipated Social Security cost of living adjustment. House Bill 291 would extend until December 31st of 2023 a COLA moratorium that enables senior citizens to continue these life-saving prescription drug benefits even if slight increases in their Social Security income pushes them beyond income eligibility limits. For the PACE program, income limits are $14,500 for individuals or $17,700 for married couples. For PACE-NET, income limits are $27,500 for individuals and $35,500 for married couples. The bill now goes to the Senate for their consideration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is redistricting. Now, this is a process that happens every 10 years after we do the census and has been going on now for a little while. We're trying to get things wrapped up. What's the latest?
The House State Government Committee will hold a half dozen hearings over the next couple of weeks to conclude our work to ensure transparency in this year's congressional redistricting process. Upcoming hearings are scheduled in Tioga County, York County, Luzerne County, Bucks County, Philadelphia, and our final hearing is going to be taking place on October 28th at the state capitol. Citizens interested in offering testimony can do so in writing through October 13th. Details about the hearings and how to offer testimony at any of these upcoming hearings, along with video of past hearings and other resources, is available online at paredistricting.com. Again, paredistricting.com.
And finally, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What do you have to say about this?
Well, to honor those who have fought breast cancer or who are fighting it now, the fountain at the Pennsylvania State Capitol outside of the East Wing has been dyed pink again this year in recognition of October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The pink fountain is also a reminder to all women of the importance of mammograms and early detection. Breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer in the state and the second leading cause of cancer deaths in women. People with low to moderate income who are uninsured or underinsured and meet certain age requirements may qualify for testing through the Pennsylvania Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, which is a free early detection program funded through a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And if you'd like more information about that, you can contact our district office at 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933, or anytime online at repmckenzie.com. Again, that's repmckenzie.com.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. Tune in for another legislative report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.